On the sunlit afternoon of August 9, 1938, crowds six deep lined along Dundalk Avenue from Logan Airport, about where the Marine Terminal is today, through East Baltimore to City Hall, cheering the American hero of that year, Douglas, known as Wrong Way Corrigan. Waiting for him at City Hall was Mayor Howard W. Jackson, who had staged a stunt to promote the city, but in particular, Baltimore's famous hot steam crabs. Douglas Corrigan was an otherwise gee-whiz 30-year-old aviator who would have us believe a story that in his tin can of a plane, he took off from an airport in New Jersey bound for California and landed in Ireland. Ireland, which is how, of course, he earned the sobriquet Wrong Way. For this suspiciously faked fate, America made him a hero. And so here he was in Baltimore, throwing kisses to a wildly exuberant crowd. In a welcoming editorial, the Sun papers offered him the hospitality of the city and urged him to enjoy Baltimore's steam crabs. Mayor Jackson, full of himself as he watched his shameless publicity stunt playing out according to the script, gave Corrigan the key to the city and roared, "Welcome to Baltimore, Mr. Corrigan. Enjoy your stay and eat hearty of our famous hot steam crabs." Corrigan was then driven to the Country Club of Maryland for a VIP reception and dinner. When it came time for dinner, out came the platter of steam crabs. Wrong Way Corrigan, world hero of 1938, took one look at the crustaceans on his plate and turned green. He said, quote, "I'm going to be sick," end quote. With that, the chef rushed into the kitchen and found some leftover cold chicken, which Corrigan ate with gusto. A sweating, rattled Mayor Jackson, watching his elaborate publicity stunt collapse, told a Sun reporter, "Well, what can you expect from a guy who takes off for California and winds up in Ireland?"